my nephew.
And the child that lost both parents would be a...
An orphan.
Okay. And the person who's supposed to take care of the orphan is his legal...
Legal parents.
Legal guard.
Guardian.
If you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say, this town is full of my...
Infos.
And you say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
No kin.
And somebody comes to the town and nobody's ever seen him before. He'd be called a...
Stranger.
And these are some names of... The name of the mother of Jesus. The name of the mother of Jesus.
The name of the mother of Jesus. I'm all tangled up here to see. Mother of Jesus. Eve.
What are some girls' names that begin with an M? What are some names for girls?
Some names for girls? Whatever people want to name.
What are some of the common names?
There's plenty of common names.
Well, it's a name that starts with an M.
Mary.
Okay. And George Washington's wife was...
Every time I could answer it. Whether I go to voice I get.
A little boy named William. A nickname for him would be.
William starts with a B.
A nickname.
Oh, a nickname.
What do you call a male goat?
A male goat?
I think it's
a billy goat.
Okay. And the first book in the New Testament, a woman who conducts school is called a...
School teacher.
A preacher that's not very well trained and just sort of preaches on Sunday here and there and makes his living doing something else. What would you call him?
No, I don't.
Did you ever hear the expression of jackleg or shade tree?
I've heard the name jackleg.
What does that mean?
Well, he's not, he knows a little bit about a lot of things, but not perfect in any of them. Now, that's what we call a jackleg.
And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your mother's sister be you. She would be your aunt.
And the highest rank in the army?
The highest rank in the army? Well, the President of the United States is really not in the army, but he is the chief of staff. But the highest rank in the army, I would say, a gentleman.
Okay. And beneath him would be a...
Colonel?
Someone who presides over a court would be called a... Who has charge of a court. Someone who presides over the county court would be called a...
He's a judge. In the court is a judge.
Okay. And someone who goes to school is a...
Someone that goes to school, he's a student.
And if you're born in the United States, you say that you're
a... I'm an American.
And what different names are there for colored people?
Niggas.
Okay.
Darkie.
Oh, I was asking if you knew someone. You wouldn't be colored, you'd call yourself...
White.
Okay. Any other names for white people? What would you call a child that one parent is colored and the other parent is white?
He's, we have a name for it. It's a mixed breed, half breed.
Did you ever hear an old-fashioned name for that?
I don't read through. That's old-fashioned for me right there. That's what I answer.
What about Scotland? Did you ever hear that?
Well, the country of Scotland.
What might you call white people that don't have much money and never got a chance to have much education, but just seem kind of lazy? They don't work or anything?
Well, I could answer if I could just think of it.
Do you ever use the expression of rednecks or trash?
Trash. No good. He won't work.
Okay. And someone who lives out in the country, when he comes into town, everybody notices him. You call him
A farmer?
Or if you're sort of laughing about him, you call him a...
Cracker?
If you were out walking some place that was kind of icy, you'd say, I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I like...
Like to fail.
And if somebody's waiting for you to get ready, and ask you if you'll be ready, then you might say, I'll be with you in...
Okay.